It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to a brand new year of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and today is a day when people all over the world are going to set out to fulfill those New Year's resolutions that they made. It's like a great day of reset. We get to start all over again. We can leave all the failures of last year behind, all the disappointments and all the hurt. You know, in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22, the Bible says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." God makes His mercies new every morning. Did you know that there's a Good Riddance Day? It's an annual event that's held on December 28th in Times Square in New York City. And this event encourages people to say goodbye to the past and to start the new year with a fresh start. On this day, people write down all their bad memories from the prior year, their most embarrassing moments, all their regrets and failures, and they write it down on an official form, and then they watch their memories burn up as they hope to leave them behind. Now, maybe you're thinking right now, what a crazy idea. But really, friend, every year that God gives us to live on this earth is another chance to start all over again, to let go of the past and to embrace God's blessings for your future. See, the problem with New Year's resolutions is they're usually broken in a matter of days, if not a matter of hours. But today I want to talk to you about something you can do today that will drastically change your life, and that is to make a resolution to be someone who forgives. To forgive everyone who hurt you in the past year, everyone who disappointed you, and when they fail to keep their word, and most of all, to forgive yourself for falling short of your goals, your dreams, and your ambitions. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he exhorts them to deal with the man in the church who was involved in a horrible sexual sin. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, "It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that does not occur even among pagans. A man has his father's wife," that would be his stepmom, "and you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have been filled with grief and have put out of your fellowship the man who did this?" So then Paul goes on to tell them to expel this immoral brother so that his flesh will be destroyed, but his soul will be saved. In other words, he's going to reap some bad things that will cause a lot of pain and hurt in his life, and eventually, through repentance, God will restore him. Now, it's interesting because when you come to the book of 2 Corinthians, it appears that that man has now repented and he returns to the fellowship. But naturally, there are some who are slow to forgive him and to put it in the past. Now, look what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. In verse 5, it says, "If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you. To some extent, not to put it too severely, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him. Now instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. The reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." See, Paul is now giving the Corinthian church a great lesson here on forgiveness. In the new covenant, we forgive because Christ first forgave us. See, under the law, you forgave to be forgiven. In the new covenant, we forgive because Jesus forgave us. I want to talk to you for a few minutes today about how to take advantage of this new year and through forgiveness, release all the hurt and pain from last year from your life and walk in that freedom of God's peace that comes as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus taught us that in the Lord's Prayer. Through forgiveness, we display the mercy of God. See, in verses 5 and 6, Paul had said, if anyone's caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he's grieved all of you. And to some extent, not to put it too severely, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him. So Paul was saying his punishment was adequate, and it brought about repentance. It brought about repentance. And so now it's time to be like Christ and release him from this sin. Show the mercy of God. Just a side note to ponder, sometimes the hardest people for us to show mercy to can be our own family. The most powerful miracles I have witnessed as a pastor for over 40 years now has not been the physical healings. It's not been the healing of cancer or even a big financial miracle. I believe the most powerful miracles I've ever witnessed in my ministry has been when I see two people who've come in for counseling and they sit across from me and they look at each other and one of them says, "Will you forgive me for the wrong that I did to you?" That is so powerful, friend. Forgiveness is giving up the right to punish someone for the wrong they've done to you. You let it go and you release them for the wrong that they've inflicted on you. In Psalm 103, verse 8, it says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever." Friend, God has been so merciful to us all, releasing us from the sin that declared us guilty before God. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, he said, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." Sometimes people feel if they forgive the person, they are being soft on sin by letting them go. A few years ago, I saw an example of this when I was at my home in Florida, and I purchased a keyboard, a musical keyboard, and I wanted to ship it back to our house in Illinois instead of carrying it on the plane. When the UPS truck came after we arrived home, the UPS truck came to drop off the package. I was at my office, and I sent my wife a text and said, "UPS just delivered the package. When you arrive at home, can you bring it inside, please?" She got home, and she called me and said, "There's no package here." So I raced home to look at my security cameras, and in the process, I discovered that a young boy and his mother were following the UPS truck, and when the truck dropped off the big package and went on its way, they got out of the car, walked up to my door, stole the package, and took it out to their car. A keyboard that cost well over $1,000. Now I had lost it. So I posted the security pictures on Facebook. And later that evening, a teacher sent me a message and said, "This is one of my students. I hate to tell you this because he's a good kid. He just comes from a rough home." She said, "He is the boy in the picture." So later, the mother of the child sent word through a family member asking if they could return the keyboard and would I please show mercy and not have them arrested. I told her that as long as she would let me speak with the young man, I would do that. I'll never forget that day. When the car arrived, I really didn't know how I was going to react when I came out to the car. The mom got out, she opened up the car door, and she set the keyboard out, leaning it against the car. And then the young man stepped out and looked at me with his head hanging down. The ironic thing was, when the boy stole the package from my porch, I could see clearly on the cameras he was wearing a t-shirt that said, "God belongs in my city." So I asked him, I said, "I want to know if you know Jesus. Have you been born again?" He said, "Yes," and the mother immediately started crying and said, "No, we do not. We don't go to church." And then I shared the plan of salvation with them, and right there in my front yard, the three of us took hands, and we began to pray the sinner's prayer, and I led the mother and her son to Jesus that day in my front yard. I think all of us were crying when we finished praying, and I'm sure all of my neighbors were wondering what on earth was going on at the Manley house that day. I told the young man, I said, "You're much more valuable to me than this keyboard." And I proceeded to tell him that God had a plan for his life. I told him that that day I forgave him, and he would not have to go to face the police over what he had done. When I posted the story on Facebook, it went viral. Even the editor of our city newspaper shared the post, and he commented about it. But what surprised me most was the response I got from some people who were supposed to be Christians. They lashed out at me and said, "How dare you not call the police? How dare you let that young man go? You were wrong in doing that." I believe I said something like, "It really is none of your business." At the decision to release this boy from his crime against me was mine and mine alone. And since God forgave me, it was now up to me to forgive this young man. Do you know, 2 weeks later, I received a text from the mom, which I had to translate from Spanish on my computer. And she said, "I just want to thank you for showing us mercy. And I want you to know that I still feel the prayer that you prayed that day in your front yard." You see, God makes his mercies new every morning. And the most Christ-like thing you and I can ever do is to forgive someone and to give up the right to punish them. That's what forgiveness really is, friend. Secondly, forgiveness restores the sinner. See, Paul was writing to them, and he said in verse 7 of Corinthians there, he said, "Now instead you ought to forgive and comfort him, so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him." See, friend, forgiveness is so much more than saying, "I'm sorry and I forgive." Forgiveness is really about reaffirming our love, releasing them from the right to punish them for the wrong they've done, and then reaffirming your love for them. See, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, "Love is patient, love is kind." And he later says, "Love does not keep any record of wrongs." Sometimes people say, "Well, I'll forgive, Pastor Keith, but I'm not going to forget, because I don't want that to happen to me again." Well, friend, if you forgive, you have to forget, because love does not keep a record of the wrongs. We're talking about forgiveness on this New Year's Day, first day of the year, a chance to start all over again. We use the example from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 as Paul's writing to the church. This brother was expelled from the church for horrible immorality, sexual immorality. And then they are to restore him in 2 Corinthians as he comes back to the church. And now he's broken. Now he's repented. And we're talking about forgiveness. You see, the third point I want to make today is found in verse 10. He said, "The reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything." You see, forgiveness demonstrates our obedience to the gospel. When you forgive, you are truly being Christ-like. You know, there were five times in verse 10 there where Paul used the word forgive or forgiveness. "If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake." Isn't that something? Five times he speaks this word, forgive and forgiveness. Friend, on this New Year's Day, I want to challenge you to forgive those that hurt you. Let it go from your life, because God has a good plan for your life. And this next year, God wants you to walk in his peace through forgiveness. God loves you, friend.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he He makes His mercies new every morning.